Good morning. It's a Monday morning. Speaking on Martin Luther King Day with our political observer, Alan Chartalk. Alan, not something you expect to see on the front of the newspaper and the New York Times in regard to the holiday today. In Trump remarks, black churches see a nation backsliding, side by side with the president saying, "I'm not a racist," as DACA hopes do.
The president says, "I am not a racist." Richard Nixon said, "I am not a crook." The evidence points otherwise. When you say terrible things about African nations and about Haiti, and that they are S-holes, and that they are places that aren't worthy of sending people to this country, and that on Martin Luther King's birthday. You know, David, I've always felt that the brilliance of Martin Luther King was that not only was he a symbol of fight and hope for the black community in this country, but for all of us. This is a guy who commenced a war on poverty. Whites and blacks. It was a great strategy, and I am sure it was heartfelt, because the divisiveness that wrecks this country, that we call racism, that is racism, is anything but destructive for this country. And it is worthy that we have this national holiday and that we recognize Dr. King's contributions.
And of course, the radio station itself is a place where we bring diversity, where we've had conversations about Dr. King, played the famous speech, among other programming and documentary programming that we've done. And without this kind of information to spread throughout our region, you lose something tremendous.
I would say so, David. If there wasn't a WAMC, if there wasn't a panel, and I have to take my hat off to Joe and the incredible diversity he brings to that panel of all colors and types and sexes virtually every morning, it's a brilliant place that is unequaled anywhere else on the air in our region. Nowhere else do you get it. But I want to just say that we are closing in on this incredible drive to raise the money to make this tower ours. We have bought it, but now we have to pay back the kitty. Otherwise, we're in deep trouble. Not only the tower, but keeping it, as you suggest, going and going all the time so that we can bring this information so that we can do what we do. And we get up to the $912,000 place. We are heading home. So everybody, we need you now like we've never needed you before. Anything you can do, if for the sake of the fund drive, you want to put a challenge grant in, we would love that. But whatever you can do, we're going to start it on February 5th, and we're getting closer to that. WAMC.org.
Well, how would you like to have been in Hawaii when the alert came that there was a missile on the way, only to discover that it was human error, and a number of articles with the idea that this kind of thing is closer than we think with countries like North Korea?
David, if one person had had a heart attack, if one person had been trampled as he or she tried to get out of a restaurant or a place, it would have been disgraceful enough. Look, mistakes happen, but this is a place where we can't afford mistakes. The person who put out this false alarm has been, quote, reassigned. But it isn't the person, it's the fact that it could happen. And obviously, this needs to be corrected, and it needs to be looked at in virtually every place, from the federal government to the states to the localities, because it was a terrible moment for so many people. Who knows how many years people lost off of their lives because of the scare. So it was a terrible moment, and it was not only a person, but a system which is at fault.
Governor Andrew Cuomo set to announce tomorrow, Alan, $31 million in his campaign treasury.
Well, we knew it was a lot. We'd been going around saying 26, 27. I knew it was ka-chinging upward. That's a lot of money. David, even this governor, who has on one hand collected it, says there's something wrong with the campaign system and he wants a change. That's what he says. And yet he goes ahead and he collects the money. It's not a pretty sight. As the old saying goes, this becomes the best democracy that money can buy.
Our political observer, Alan Chartalk, joining us. Come on, everybody. Get to that lockbox.
David, now I'm getting scared. Now we really have to get going. WAMC.org.